إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. Today inshallah in the series on Tarbiyah we will talk about two other things, which is Sabr and Shukr. Yesterday we spoke about the position of the Muslim, which is between Khawf and Tama, hope. Today we will talk about the position of the importance of and the position between, not between, but the importance of these two things, which is Sabr and Shukr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with regard to Sabr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a very amazing statement where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sta'inu bis sabri was salah. Allah said, O you who believe, take the help of sabr and salah. Inna Allaha ma'as sabirin. Verily, Allah is with the people who do sabr. Allah did not say, Allah will help those who do sabr. Although Allah said, take the help of sabr, Allah did not say, Allah will help those who do sabr. Allah said, Allah is with those who do sabr. Which is a much higher level of reassurance, because if you say Allah will help, the help can be limited, the help can be to some extent, may not be to the whole extent and so on. But if Allah is saying, I am with that person, then there is no limit to the power and to the help that the person will get, because Allah himself is with this person. So, therefore, what is sabr? As I have mentioned before, sabr is not simply to sit placidly and wait for something to happen. Sabr in Islam means to make the best effort possible to the extent possible. Use all your faculties, all your resources, all your intelligence, all kinds of planning, all kinds of material things that we have. Use it to the fullest possible extent. And then have reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After using all of this, to know that success will come because of the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not because of these things. And the dalil for that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the term sabirin when he mentioned mujahideen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever he mentioned mujahideen and wherever in Surah Al-Anfal and other places where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that he helps, and where he said that 1 is equal to 10 and 10 is equal to 100 and so on. On all those ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not use the word mujahideen. Although he is speaking about mujahideen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word sabirin. Now, the word sabirin, if the mujahid is the person who is doing sabr, there is nothing which is more active and more action oriented and more action focused than jihad fi sabilillah. That is the ultimate of action, where the person is actually putting his life on line for the sake of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for that person, Allah used the term sabirin. For those people, Allah used the term sabirin. So sabr is to make the best possible effort, yet not believe and not have this aqidah that, you know, the self-made man kind of nonsense. Whatever is happening because of my effort. No. La hawla wa quwwata illa billah. Whatever is happening is because of the amr of Allah, because of the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because my effort can be successful or unsuccessful. If effort alone was successful, then every person making effort would automatically be successful. But we don't see, this is not so in life. Some are successful, some are not successful, despite all the effort. So therefore, we know effort which we have to still make. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to make. So we make the effort, but we rely on the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is sabr. And when that is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Istainu bis sabri was salat. The sequence has been taught. Make all the effort and then start in salah. Istainu bis sabri was salat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have said, Istainu bis salati was sabr. The same thing could have been said in the opposite way. Go first, stand in salah. And then you go and make the wrong. First make all the effort, then stand in salah. And this is very clear from the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the battle of Badr, because that's what he did. First all the effort and then he stood in salah. And when he stood in salah, He did not rely on the effort. He said, "Oh Allah, you have to help. You have to help. If these people are wiped out, then there will be nobody to take your name on the face of the earth." So it comes after that. So sabr wa salah, and the reward of this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then is with that person. Inna Allaha ma'as sabirin. As far as shukr is concerned, shukr is ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who does shukr is doing the ibadah of Allah. Which means the one who is not doing shukr is doing kufr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the dalil also in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Wala in shakartum la azidannakum." And the opposite of that, "Wala in kafartum inna azabi la shadid." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the one who makes shukr, the one who is grateful to me, the one who makes shukr, I will increase my bounty, I will increase the reward for this person. "Wala in shakartum la azidannakum." And the opposite of shukr is kufr. And that's why I'm saying shukr is ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins with shukr. You begin Surah Al-Fatiha with which ayah? After Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All shukr, all thanks, all praise only to Allah Jalla wa'ala. So shukr is the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who does not do shukr is not doing the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who is saying the opposite, the one who is complaining, one is not to do shukr because you forgot or whatever. You took it for granted. It's not a good thing, but it's not as bad as somebody who complains. And this is unfortunately very sad situation in the life of the Muslims. And sometimes, yesterday somebody was mentioning to me about some one of our big society weddings. And this is invariably, I have seen this with every single thing. Big society wedding, obviously they would have spent millions of rupees on whatever they were doing. And the person said, "Oh, but the food was not good. You know, the catering of this, I have yet to hear." And that's why I always talk about this as such insane. People spend millions of rupees on weddings. I have personally, Allah Allah, maybe your experience is different, but I have yet to hear somebody say that so-and-so did this wedding and mashallah, he gave us such a good dinner. And may Allah bless him, and may Allah bless his family, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase his wealth, and may Allah put barakah in his life. I have yet to hear one single person ever say this dua about somebody whose wedding they went and attended. They will fight to attend those weddings. If they don't get an invitation, they feel insulted. They go and ask for the invitation. They have no shame. They go and ask for the invitation. But I have yet to hear somebody actually give dua to someone else because of this lavish wedding that this person, then this lavish spread and this lavish, party that they gave. I have yet to hear. La hawla wala quwwata illa billah. I say to people, why are you so ungrateful? Whatever the person had, I'm not saying that lavishness was not good. Certainly it's against the deen to be lavish and to spend. But I'm saying that person was doing it. He was doing it with a good intention. He was doing it so that all his guests will be happy and they will get the best food and so on and so on. At least be thankful for that. No, you went there. Who told you to go? You should not have gone. Why did you go in the first place? But you go and then you are ungrateful. La hawla wala quwwata illa billah. And that's why I tell people, why are you so foolish? Why do you want to spend all this money on these stupid lavish weddings for people who will not even be grateful? At least give it to your children. I'm not saying give it to me. I don't want your money. Give it to your own children. Instead of spending all the money on the catering and the flowers and this and that and the other, you spend millions on the flowers and people will go and say, "Arey, what a waste of money. Arey, boss, at least have some gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." This has become a problem. It has become an issue with our people. May Allah forgive us. We always complain. We complain about the weather, we complain about the traffic, we complain about the house, we complain about the electricity. Every single thing we have a complaint. May Allah forgive us. All you need to do is just read the papers. Read the newspapers. And wallahi, if you read the newspapers with some sense, you will put your head in sajda and you will not lift your head. How many things are happening right here as we sit? How many things are happening in this world? And none of that has touched us. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. May Allah keep you safe always, inshallah. But we have no gratitude for this. We can only complain. گرمی ہو، گرمی ہے تو گرمی زیادہ ہے، سردی سردی زیادہ، یہ ہے ایسا ہے ویسا ہے موسم، لا حول ولا قوت الا بالله. واٹ آل از ہیپنگ؟ یو اسٹینڈ انڈر دا شاور، یو ٹرن آن دا شاور ایز اف اٹ از دی ریور گنجز اور سم تھنگ، اٹ رنز فار ہاف این آور، 45 منٹس، آئی ایم ہیونگ اے گڈ شاور. ڈو یو نو دیٹ دیر آر پیپل ان دس ورلڈ ہو ہیو ٹو واک 10 miles, 15 miles to a place where they can get water, and then they carry that water on their head back to their house to drink and to cook their food. You know there are people like this? And if Allah wished, He could have made us like that. You and your wife would have been walking on the street with a pot on your head carrying water. You think Allah cannot make us like this? No shukr, no shukr. Please, please, please. As I said, shukr is ibadah. Not doing shukr is not doing ibadah. And complaining is kufr. I didn't say it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it. See the ayah. What did Allah say? Wala in shakartum la azidannakum. Wala in kafartum inna azabi la shadid. Verily my punishment is very severe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the opposite of shukr is kufr. And even in our language, we say kufran ni ni'mat. To deny the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I remind myself and you, let us be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Continuously, constantly, constantly. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua and he said, oh Allah, give me food one day so I can make shukr of you. And do not give me food the next day so that I have some. He said the best ibadah, the best fasting was the fasting of Dawud alayhi salam, because he used to eat one day and he would fast another. Very, very important for us to understand this in the issue of tarbiyah, shukr and sabr. Two very critically important things. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us and open our eyes to all the blessings that He has given us. And thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and keep on thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make our lives full of thankfulness until the day we die. And when we die with that thankfulness on our tongues, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.